The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Good news on the panda front. Turns out they're not quite as delicate or as picky as scientists had thought. Until now, information gleaned from 30 years of scientific literature suggested pandas are inflexible about their habitat. Those conclusions morphed into conventional wisdom and then guided policy in China. But a closer look revealed evidence that the endangered animal is more resilient and more flexible than previously believed. Those animals have been relegated to date to just 21,000 square kilometers. It's long been thought that pandas demanded a forest with fairly gentle slope, easier to mosey around while seeking bamboo, at a certain elevation in original old-growth forest. Now research shows that pandas are willing to live in secondary forests, forests that were logged and have since regrown. They also don't seem as selective about slope and are willing to climb depending on which of the many varieties of bamboo is growing or what type of forest it's in. The same flexibility exists for elevation and the amount of sunshine that the area is exposed to.
The 90-Second Naturalist is supported by the Garing Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. You can visit growyourfamilybusiness.com.